Last Tuesday was a busy day at the state capitol. WOOC has a report about hunger in New York State, followed by coverage of the Make the Road rally on immigration reform.
We're talking with Triada Stampus, who is the vice president of the Food Bank for New York City, and she's up here in the state capitol. What are some of the hunger issues you're hoping to get the state legislature and governor to address?
Well, first and foremost is budget season, and so that's our primary focus. New York State is one of a couple dozen states that has an emergency food funding line. So we're here today with about 50 representatives from our network of food pantries and soup kitchens in New York City to advocate for an increase in funding for the state's emergency food funding program, which is called the Hunger Prevention and Nutrition Assistance Program.
Well, I believe among our friends we call it HPNAP. Has HPNAP seen any increase in funding in recent years?
It's been, after it received an increase about 3 years ago from the governor, it's been level funded since. And so what we would really like to see is for that number to continue to grow.
And how has the demand for emergency food over the last 3 years done? Has it remained level? Has it increased? Decreased? Has hunger ended in New York State?
If only. Our members continue to report elevated need at their food pantries and soup kitchens. One big trigger for it was the cut to SNAP benefits that took place in November of 2013, and the need really hasn't declined since. And we've looked at the numbers, and even though we're in a growing economy and a more buoyant economy, for people who are food insecure, they're in a deeper and deeper hole.
Now, I know you're up here today to lobby the state legislature for more funding for emergency food programs. How are you guys feeling at the federal level? And you're concerned about any of these new proposals on SNAP funding, food stamp funding at the federal level?
Absolutely. This is the most volatile environment in Washington that we've seen in a very, very long time. And the proposals that have come out of the White House, out of the House of Representatives, and out of the Senate all have had some pretty damaging provisions for SNAP, for what was formerly known as food stamps, now called SNAP, the first line of defense against hunger. So the White House budget that just came out a few weeks ago proposed a 30% cut to SNAP benefits and would make some pretty drastic structural changes that would take away the household's ability to shop for all the food they need and replace part of that with a standardized box of commodities. It's a very dramatic, drastic way to get at a really draconian cut of 30%, which would decimate the food stamp program.
And that was Triada Stampus, who is with the vice president of the Food Bank of New York City. So I caught up with Theo Oshiro, who is the deputy director of Make the Road, very strong immigrant rights group, particularly from New York City. Theo, what are some of the issues you're trying to get the legislature to address this year?
Well, Mark, today we're here with many of our members, hundreds of our members from all over the state, because we are all here to demand things from our state and from our governor and legislature. And what we want, some of the key issues for us are very important things for immigrant communities, like driver's licenses for immigrant communities, healthcare coverage that will provide health access to many immigrants and low-income people across the state. And, you know, really key issues like the DREAM Act, which would help pay for college for undocumented young people. So these are issues that really matter to our base, low-income immigrants and other folks of color from across the state. And we're here today to really get the word out that these are the issues that most affect our communities and that we need our state to move on.
Now, as I understand it, the Assembly is generally supportive. The governor's been okay. How do you deal with the blockade, I guess, in the Senate to actually doing anything on immigrant reform?
Well, I think that all branches of our government need to really know that immigrants make up a large part of our population here in the state and are vital to our communities, to the fabric of our society. And so, yes, the Assembly has been supportive, and I think that it really time is running out for the Senate, for our governor to really move on issues like driver's licenses, like the DREAM Act, and like health care for all, because, you know, frankly, they are, for many people, life and death issues.
What are some of the health care reforms you're trying to get for immigrants? What have been some of the problems?
Well, as many people know, right, the Affordable Care Act that was passed by President Obama has been under attack. We know that also immigrant communities have been under attack. You know, folks that hold temporary protected status, for example, that's being, in many cases, rescinded. And so the result is not only an immigration matter, but also a healthcare matter. It means that many people could potentially lose healthcare coverage. So what we want is to make sure that folks like TPS holders, folks that are losing, you know, long-held legal status, do not also lose healthcare coverage. And the governor did take an important step to make sure that Dreamers, DACA recipients, could stay on healthcare here in the state of New York, and we want to see the same thing for TPS holders.
Now, unusually in New York, many, many issues now get rolled into the state budget. I know the DREAM Act's been in the state budget a couple of years, but it's been pulled out. If you're unsuccessful in pushing these issues to the state budget, do you have any chance of passing it during the rest of the legislative session?
You know, our focus right now is on the budget, right? We know that the budget is a key way in which many of our priorities can be passed. We know that it is possible to do it now in the budget, and so we really are focused on the budget. If that time comes when we need to keep pressing, we will explore and follow every possible opportunity to meet the demands of immigrant communities.
If people want to find out more about what your, you know, agenda is, get involved, how best can they connect with Make the Road and the overall coalition?
Yeah, we are obviously on Facebook and Twitter. Search Make the Road or at Make the Road New York. And our website is maketheroadnewyork.org.
Thank you. We're talking to Theo Shiro, Deputy Director of Make the Road.
Next, we hear from Irma Varios, who kicked off the rally for Make the Road.
Welcome you all to our first ever Make the Road New York's Democracy Day in Albany. Today, all of us are going to show New York State what democracy is all about. Ordinary people like us coming here together to fight for what is fair and for what is right. Working together, we can make our communities better and make our government more responsive of us, the people. Are you with me?
Yes!
Today, with over 600 members of Make the Road New York from New York City, Long Island and Westchester to present our Respect and Dignity for All New Yorkers platform and demand that the governor and legislator to provide these policies. Our platform will help protect all New Yorkers during the Trump era. The platform includes the New York State DREAM Act to ensure equal access to higher education, driver's licenses for all, fully funding critical repairs of the MTA, access to affordable housing, taxing the rich, and corporations to generate $6 billion in tax revenues to fund vital services. Acting to end the school-to-prison pipeline and ending the sub-minimum wage for tipped workers statewide. We need the governor and the state legislature to enact these policies that will benefit immigrants and the working class of New Yorkers of color this year. Time is running out before the state approves the budget, and we want our elected officials to take action now. So come April 1st, we see policies in place that will support and protect our communities. To introduce different leaders for Make the Road New York, who will share with you all what our priorities are for the state this year in our Respect and Dignity for All New Yorkers platform.
My name is Raina Andrew. I'm a member of Make the Road New York, a dreamer from Long Island, and a mother to a six-year-old boy. I'm here to tell Governor Cuomo to take action and stand up for our immigrant community by passing a New York State DREAM Act licenses for all in this year's budget. Like most New Yorkers, I want to attend college. I want to have a good job to provide for me and my son. But I can't because I don't have access to the state's financial aid. New York must pass the DREAM Act so that people like me can have the future we deserve in this state we call home. But just a DREAM Act won't be enough for our immigrant community. On Long Island, there's a lack of public transportation. It takes us hours to get anywhere by bus, and taking the train could be expensive. Driving without a driver's license would put me in danger of being picked up and at risk of being deported, which would separate me from my son. Having a driver's license would mean that I could get to the store, take my son to the doctor, and participate actively in my community. I have received emergency calls from my son's school, and no matter how fast I would like to be there, I have to rely on someone else for transportation, which often makes me late. We need licenses for all, because driving and having a car in Long Island is a necessity. I have lived in this state for so many years, and I have seen pretty good things coming out of this government. But there is much more that could be done this year. We as Governor Cuomo and legislators, whose side are you on? Our community side, or are you on the side of those who attack us? Let's pass the DREAM Act and driver's license for all this year. Thank you, everyone.
That was Triada Stampas of the Food Bank of New York City talking about hunger. For the Make the Road rally on immigration, we heard from Theo Oshiro, Irma Veros, and Rena Andrew. The story was followed by WOOC correspondent Mark Dunley.